This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world on this Easter weekend. Hope you're having a marvelous time with your family and friends on this very special weekend. And on our second hour here, we have our first guest lined up and ready to go, and it's Yanni, a fabulous musician, a keyboard player that is unbelievable, taught himself how to play. And then later on from Cagney and Lacey, an actress who has done so many things in the motion picture and television business, and now she's an author, Sharon Gless. And one of the country music's real legends, part of the Country Western Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's Jeannie Seeley. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause, but when we come back, we'll be here with our second hour and our first guest, Yanni.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
You're listening to Ron Segi today, and our next guest, he's one of the most talented musicians in the world and one of the nicest men you'll ever want to meet. Joining us right now is the legend, Yanni. Hi, Yanni. How you doing? Welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Ron. That's really nice of you to say all that. It's great. Nice to talk to you again.
Well, thank you so much, and it's nice talking with you. I have made a note of a line that you used on my show the last time that you said, I'd never said that before, and you gave me permission to use it. Do you remember that line?
Uh-oh, no.
You don't? Okay. Well, let me...
Here we go.
Here we go. Sit down, Yanni. Okay, here it comes. All right. Being in front of an audience is like making love to a beautiful woman. And you said you'd never used that line before, but I had permission to use it, and I've been using it every day, and my wife's ready to file divorce papers.
No. You're great. Okay. Yes, I remember. You're right. I have said that. I've refined it a little bit more now. It's like I've actually said, it's like making love to the audience, and the audience is making love to you.
They have a name for that, but I'll just let that go, okay? Well, congratulations on this fantastic world tour. Now, you're in the USA with the USA-Canada leg of this tour now, aren't you, Yanni?
Yes, it's nice to be home. Yeah. I love it. It was time.
Is it tough traveling with such a large entourage? How many people do you take on the tour with you?
I don't know what we are now. Not as many. I think 40, 50, 60 altogether, something like that. And then we hire another 100 or 200 in every country we go or every city we go. And it's, but now the people that I work with, I've been working with them for some of them 20 years, some of them 30 years. They're the best sound engineers in the world. Sure. I got amazing producers that come out and do the work, lighting directors. They know their jobs.
Yeah.
There's no complaining. You know, things work.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. I mean, anything. It's live, okay? Things can break down. Electricity could go out. You know, a keyboard could quit. A violinist could break a string. I mean, stuff like that can happen. But overall, it's been amazing.
I know there's a lot of artists that decide they're going to just stay in one place and have everyone come to them. And I think a couple of times that has happened in Vegas with Celine Dion, and I think a couple of other acts have made that their home. Would you ever do something like that?
It's not impossible. I think it might be extremely boring. But it could be financially rewarding. But at this point, I'm much more interested in learning. Mm-hmm. I want to learn about our planet. I want to learn about cultures. I mean, there are still a lot of countries I haven't been at, and I've been invited constantly around the world. And, there's not enough time to go everywhere.
Yeah.
But the experiences, 10 days ago, we're in North Africa in Tunisia. About a month ago, we were in Moscow, St. Petersburg, Rostov, Krasnodar, in inside Russia, in Belarus, in Minsk. And then they took us in a place, and I apologize for talking so long, but it's extremely important. They took us in a place called Star City, which is the equivalent of the NASA in America. It's the Russian part. And they allowed me to go in with about $60,000 video camera and a still photographer. And they took me in places they take nobody.
Really?
I've been inside the Soyuz capsules, the old space stations that they had, the International Space Station. I met the best Russian cosmonauts in the world and the best American astronauts, too. They were there training because that's the way they go up in the International Space Station. And the beauty of all this, there was no friction. This is when all the friction was reaching the peak with Ukraine.
Right.
And these guys, we're still a lot of friction in the world right now. These guys trained together. They had no politics. We asked them straight out. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you feel about this? No, he's my brother. We work together. They're going to be in space together for 6 months. One of them is going up for a year in the International Space Station. It's so inspiring to see that.
And you've become actually a spokesperson for this, forming a partnership called World Without Borders?
Yes, I brought that up a long, long time ago. It's my dream. It's the lines that are in the maps. They're not there.
Yeah. Get rid of them.
People don't realize that. We just draw them out. Somebody decided after World War II or after World War I, we just draw a line here and make a country. Really? And it's all disintegrating now.
Yeah, boy, sure is.
If these lines just kind of fade away and go away, that's what the lesson was from the astronauts. And that's why I was invited by them to go. It's a place that they take nobody. Nobody knows where it is. It's outside Moscow.
You know, I know they call you the United Nations of Music. Maybe we just need you in the United Nations, period, to solve these problems.
Thank you, Ron. No single human being can solve the problems that plague this world, but we can all do our part. I think I'm doing mine.
You certainly are. Over 40 platinum and gold albums and 25 million albums globally, and never took a music lesson. Well, you and I chatted about that the last time, that it inhibited your style, your ability to be free-flowing in your music. I'm amazed at that.
Yeah, I have been lucky. Look, if my teacher was Socrates, I'll take him. If maybe Beethoven was around and wanted to teach me how to play the piano or how to compose, I would listen. But he wasn't around.
Yeah.
So I thought it's best at some point you are asked to bring something to the table that wasn't there before you came along. In other words, you got to create something new.
Okay.
You can't just repeat everything that everybody else has done. And if you don't know how to move along, go in the black and create, then you won't do it. And unfortunately, they do not teach enough about creativity and freedom of the spirit in our schools, in any schools really around the world.
Right, right. I congratulate you on the success of Inspirato, because that's what we were talking about the last time. What a sensational project.
Thank you very much. I am very happy that it was accepted and it's very much liked. And it is a beautiful album, and everybody that has it, that are friends of mine, they just put it on repeat and let it play through the house all day long, and they never get tired of it. And I think it's one of the most beautiful albums I have ever done.
Oh, yes.
And I think it has staying power. I think it's going to be like the Acropolis album. It's going to be around for quite some time.
Long time. I saw a great interview a couple of weeks ago of you on television where you were stating that you can't go anywhere. You can't even go to the grocery store, which is what you used to like to do, without somebody coming up to you. And your daughter plays an intricate part in the day-to-day operations of this tour.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah, she sure is.
She's beautiful inside and out, and she really cares about me, and we love each other so much. We're like this, we're one. And she watches over me like a hawk. She's been working really, really hard, and I think she sleeps 4 hours a day. It's amazing. So she has to deal with everything. She wakes up before everybody and goes to sleep after everybody.
Yeah, and you're right. She's a lovely girl, and I know dedicated to you and your sensational talent. You know, we've interviewed 19,000 celebrities here in the past years. People ask me, who do you like to talk to? And I always say the movers and the shakers. But, you know, the actors and actresses aren't themselves. The singers I can relate to because I'm a singer. Comedians are always on. But I must tell you, you are one of our best guests. You are so interesting, so outward. I tell you, I'll be honest with you, I could talk to you every week. In fact, I'll call you on your cell phone or at home and we'll just talk.
You're on, Ron. I enjoy talking to you just as much. You're the only, I think, one of the very few people I will never forget when I talk to you.
Wow, thank you so much. I can't wait when you're nearby here so I can come see you. And people got to go to Yanni.com tour that is now in Canada and in the United States. Boy, you can't miss them. Yanni, would you do me a favor and come back again soon?
I would love to. This tour never ends, and I'm going to be out and about. They always promise me, you know, well, we're going to do these cities and then you're going to get a break. Never happen.
Yeah.
They always lie to me, and I would love to be on your show anytime you want me to.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk.
I think if you ever stopped performing, you probably couldn't last a week without wanting to get back up there. It's you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yanni, thank you so much. Look forward to chatting with you soon. And one of these days, I'm going to be at that concert, and I'm going to come backstage.
Yeah, I like that. And then we can talk. It'll be fun.
That'll be a good time. We'll have a few laughs. Okay, my friend?
I'll have you up on stage, and we'll play keyboards together and have fun.
Okay.
I just want to show you how stuff works. It's kind of fun.
Well, let's do it. That sounds like a great idea. Yanni, thanks for joining us, and we'll be chatting soon, okay?
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, my friend. Yanni's been our guest. More to come with Ron Sedgy today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
There is a very familiar song indeed. That's from the TV show Cagney and Lacey. At one time, that show was pulling in 30 million viewers a week. Unbelievable viewership for a show that still is in syndication today. Our guest has a brand new memoir out called Apparently There Were Complaints. Joining us right now is multiple Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning actress Sharon Glass. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron.
Thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you something. This new memoir of yours is phenomenal, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask, how did the name come about?
Well, it's an expression that's been mine for a few years, ever since I was in the book, you'll learn that I am alcoholic and did not accept it easily. Anyway, I was put in a place called Hazleton, which is sort of the Harvard of the rehabs in the United States. And there's a lot of press about it and a lot of scandal, yada, yada. And when I got out, a friend of mine said to me, "You're at Hazleton." And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Why were you in Hazleton?" And out of my mouth pops, "Apparently there were complaints." And I liked it. And my husband, who was then not my husband, was sitting next to me. He burst out laughing. And it always just always stayed with me that apparently there were complaints. So when it came time for me to write the book, when I was offered the book, I went with that title. I let the title lead me, and every chapter is based on a complaint about me.
You certainly have written this, warts and all. You really didn't plan to write this. From what I understand, you went in to do a TV show, and you came out having to write a deal with CBS with 320 pages of your own book.
I did. That didn't work out the way I planned.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes things don't happen that way. But you know, Sharon, was it cathartic for you? Was it difficult to bring back some of these memories, or was it good?
It wasn't difficult to bring back the memories. The memories have always stayed there about me. They formed me from as a little child to my teen years, through my adult years, not becoming what my parents wanted me to become. Complaints about me in my industry. I'm sure someone probably complained about me yesterday. I just don't remember.
Well, I got good news for you. I'm not going to complain at all.
Thank you. But I referred to them. They were fresh. They were always there throughout my life.
You were one of the last contract players in the history of that system in Hollywood, and you signed with Universal Studios. It's home base for me.
Yeah,
very familiar.
Wish you'd invited me.
Well, I want to tell you, I wish that I invited you. This is crazy. I go down the list of accomplishments you've had in a terrific career. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. And it's staggering because, you know, first you started off with, you know, appearances on The Rockford Files and Kojak and Bob Newhart. But then your memorable role, of course, that was bringing in 30, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, 30 million viewers a week. You don't see that anymore.
No, you don't.
Cagney and Lacey, Burn Notice, Queer as Folk.
Sometimes 50 million.
Isn't that
something? Depending on the year, Yeah. No, you don't have numbers like that anymore because the stations are so diversified now, you know?
Well, yeah.
Believe me, Chime Daly and I, who played Mary Beth Lacey,
right.
We had no idea what we had when we were doing it. We were two actresses just doing the best we could with these two women. But we had no idea of the impact that it would have on the country. Never been two women starring in a series, a drama, before.
You know, I've often asked that question to people who have had a lot of success on a particular project or a continuing project and never realized that. You know, singers, like people like Elvis Presley and the Beatles,
right.
You know, they didn't even know what was happening because they were too busy working. And I sense that same from you.
That is the way it was. We would work sometimes up to 18 hours a day.
Sure.
There was not a scene that we were not in. That's the way it was devised. I was not in the scene if Tyne was home with the children and her husband. If Tyne was not in the scene if I was sleeping with somebody or out getting drunk with my father. But it was just the subject matters had never been done before, certainly not about women. They're timely even today. Sexual pressure on the workplace, abortion, breast cancer, date rape, raising children, and the most important one for Cagney was dealing with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't have heroes of series fall from grace like that.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right. You never knew what was really behind the scenes of actors and actresses during an era when they were put so much on a platform that, boy, anything that they did that was off color, the studio nixed it somehow. They had some kind of a relationship with the media that I don't think is even possible anymore. You talk about in the book, though, you know, alcoholism, the fear of romantic commitments, and your relationship with some of Hollywood's biggest names. I mean, it's a very revealing book.
It is. I don't mean it as a, ooh, shocker. I just told the truth about, you know, the times I went through. When I look back, I always had very, really kind in my life. I was never drawn to jerks.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the relationships were painful because of the circumstances. And some were very lovely.
Would you change anything? Would you change anything in your career? Would you have changed anything in your life?
You know, at this stage of my life, no.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no, all of it informed me. I am as a result of what I've gone through, and I like me.
Well, I like you, too.
Isn't that great?
That's great. We haven't talked to each other in 31 years, and we have something in common. We both like you. That's fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, I give you a lot of credit for a great career that always wasn't painted the way, you know, we want it to be, but you persevered. And again, the name of the book is Apparently There Were No Complaints, and of course is done by the very talented Sharon Glass. Now, Sharon, you got to do me a favor here. We got to get down to some serious stuff here. Okay, we can't go 31 more years without talking to one another. This is crazy.
Oh, Ron, no, I'm sorry. I'm much more available.
Okay.
Anytime you call me.
That sounds great. And we will be calling you. Sharon, thank you so much. Stay well, my friend. We look forward to your return. Okay, dear?
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Sharon. Wow, what a lovely lady she is, and a very talented one, too. And, of course, her many years on many shows, including the remarkable feat of so many huge audiences tuning in to see Cagney and Lacey, Sharon Gless.
Another great show in the history of classic television shows. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. After presiding over the Easter Vigil services Saturday night, Pope Francis is scheduled to say Mass on Easter Sunday at St. Peter's Basilica. The 86-year-old Pope is leading Holy Week celebrations at the Vatican after a recent health scare. Francis was hospitalized last week for bronchitis. Nashville City Council members say they'll vote as early as Monday to reinstate State Representative Justin Jones. He's one of two Democrats expelled from the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence after the Nashville school shootings. The Super Mario Brothers movie is coming up big at the box office. The animated video game adaptation made more than $55 million on Friday alone in its box office debut domestically. A rain-soaked third round at the Masters, they'll resume if weather will permit at 8:30 a.m. before starting the final round at Augusta National. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Darling, since we met, I don't regret one single step we've made. We're taking it slow, and we both know that's the way to make love stay.
We're
back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Actually, what you were listening to was our next guest, a lovely and talented lady with her new single that is out right now, part of an American classic on Curve Records that is out for all of you to listen to. It's called So Far, So Good. Joining us right now, celebrating 55 years as a member of the Grand Ole Opry coming up this September, Jeannie Seely. Hi, Jeannie. How are you? Welcome to the show, dear.
I'm wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much for inviting me back. And, yeah, brand new year and so far, so good. How about that?
A big year for you. I mean, you've got this new record out right now. You're going to be, you know, as I mentioned in the introduction, member 55 years of the Grand Ole Opry in September. I'm sure they got a big celebration going on down there. What's going to happen? 55 years. You must have started when you were six.
Well, about 26, actually. But, yeah, I've been so blessed and so fortunate to be able to stay healthy and stay active in this career. I remember years ago thinking about Kitty Wells and how fortunate she was to have a career that lasted literally her lifetime. And I remember thinking back then, with the industry changing like it is, that won't happen for me. But look at where we are, Ron. I will be 82 this summer, and so it's pretty much career is just lasting with me, and I'm so grateful.
Well, you sound great, and of course you have made so many accomplishments and contributions to the country music with collaborations on CDs with Whisperin' Bill Anderson, Rhonda Vincent, Lori Morgan, Vince Gill, and this project that you have with a duet with Willie Nelson, which we're going to go out of this segment with, called Not a Dry Eye in the House. Very well done by two major league talents, I want you to know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this song is another one. It's like So Far, So Good. I carried that song around for 8 or 9 years, and just the situation was never right to record it. And I have always had this Not a Dry Eye in the House in the back of my mind since I heard Dallas's recording of it. Speaking of Dallas Wayne, who's just such a great artist and writer, and my cohort at Willie's Roadhouse. But when he heard Willie's and my recording, I loved what Dallas said. He said, "This just sounds like an intimate conversation between two old friends." And I guess that's what Willie and I are at this point. We've been friends since 63 or 64.
That goes back to the days of Crazy and all those other great songs that he wrote, as you have done. Miss Country Soul is her nickname, of course, and boy, it fits her perfectly. You know, you have written songs, had a CD project with the likes of huge country music artists, Ernie Tubbs, Dottie West, as we mentioned, Willie, Merle Haggard, Farron Young, Jack Green, Little Jimmy Dickens, Ray Price, spanning over six decades. And tell me, where in Pennsylvania are you from, Jeannie? I'm from originally Pennsylvania, too.
Oh, I was born in Titusville, Pennsylvania, close to Erie.
Are you kidding me? I'm from Erie.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, we used to go to Titusville all the time to see the oil wells because that's where it all began, I guess, right?
Absolutely. I always joked I was born in Titusville, Pennsylvania, the birthplace of the oil industry and me, but not the same year.
Not
the
Yeah. Well, so you must have been up to Erie many times then on the lake over there in the peninsula.
Absolutely. We used to go to Erie and go on the lake, had friends up there that had a boat, so I spent many times out there and used to work a club up there in Erie. Yeah, I have wonderful memories of that area.
Boy, I may have seen you on the boat. We had boats up there, too, all the time. Do you remember the club that you were going to?
I think it was called the Russian American Club.
I'll be darned. When I saw you were from Pennsylvania, usually when I see that somebody's like from Philadelphia, they're so far away they might as well be in Europe, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, do you ever go back there?
I haven't in a long time since I lost my mother, and so I don't have a lot of family back there anymore, and so I don't go back as much as I'd like to. I still stay in touch with several of the, listen to this, kids I went to school with. We never quit saying that, do we?
No.
I was able to go to a class reunion a couple of years ago, and So it's always great. And the little town that I actually grew up and went to school in was called Townville.
Sure.
It was between Titusville and Meadville. And I went on radio for the first time when I was 11 in WMGW in Meadville.
Absolutely. Remember it well. Had friends of mine that worked there. A lot of friends of mine worked there at WMGW in Meadville. Oh, wow, I can't believe that. But you know what? You may want to wait a few weeks because the weather's still a little dicey up there.
Yeah.
Stay where you're at.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I left up there, was because of the snow drifts. Every time I wanted to go somewhere or do something, either a snow drift or ice effect.
There you go. Now,
the lake, yeah.
Amongst all the other things that Jeannie has done in this business, she has another notable first, okay? She was the first woman to wear, well, I guess it would be the first woman, because I don't think too many men wore a miniskirt on the Opry stage. What happened when that happened? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people that were saying, oh, my gosh, what's the world coming to?
Yeah, I think the real relevance of that was what happened, and it was an accident. I didn't realize it was an unwritten rule of what girls were supposed to wear, because I had just moved back from California, and everybody was wearing the real short skirts or mini skirts, if you will, out there. But what it did, once I did that and got away with it, then the other girls decided that they were free to wear whatever they wanted to, whether it was pantsuits or sequin dresses or whatever, instead of the gingham ruffles that had been kind of the tradition. I had seen all the pictures of the girls, but I thought that was just what they wanted to wear. I didn't know it was kind of an unwritten thing. But what that did really was, when I got away with it, then they felt free.
That's a great story. I would love, Jeannie, to run down all of the accolades and honors that you had, like the Lincoln Memorial University during its fall commencement exercises in December 2019 in Tex Turner Arena, where you received an honorary Doctor's of Arts degree. There are so many. I apologize not running all of them down, but we would be here till, you know, next fall sometimes. But I'm so happy about this 55-year celebration at the Grand Ole Opry. You have influenced a lot of people, a lot of males and females in this business. Who influenced you? When you were growing up in Titusville next to the oil well, who influenced you?
Well, I would say early influences were Ernest Tubb. Remember, that was World War II in my early, early years of childhood. And Ernest Tubb was a household name, I think, for everybody during then. And I used to sing all those songs, you know, Rainbow at Midnight. I had no idea what I was singing about, or Soldier's Last Letter. I really didn't know, but I loved all of that, and that was what I heard. And, of course, Ernest then, ironically, he was one of the first ones to extend a helping hand to me when I moved to Nashville. Another one was Jimmy Dickens, and I always loved Dickens' humor as well as his ability to deliver a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who taught me that you can be funny and you can also be a serious singer.
Yeah, and he knew that,
so
too.
Those were two heavy influences. And then in the teenage years, Gene Shepherd was a major influence. And then I remember getting to see her at a place called Hillbilly Park in Franklin, Pennsylvania.
Wow, right near Titusville. That's unbelievable.
Right.
Well, Jeannie, we're going to pause for a couple of seconds, but we're going to come right back. And, of course, our guest is country legend Jeannie Seely, and we're talking about a great career that continues this September, celebrating 55 years at the Grand Ole Opry. And it's funny to find out that Jeannie Seely grew up literally in the town right next to me. She used to come up to Erie, Pennsylvania, and visit on the beach. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie Today with our guest, Jeannie Seely.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And that's the sound of Jeannie Seeley along with Willie Nelson, Not a Dry Eye in the House. And Jeannie, you know, you mentioned all the people that influenced you. You kind of feel a responsibility to influence others, do you not?
It's an honor to me to hear you say that because I'm very well aware that it's my responsibility, I think, at this point in my career to make sure that all the young people coming into the Opry know the history of the Opry and appreciate what it stands for in our industry, that it's not another concert venue or not another concert. It's an entity all on its own and one of the most wonderful American institutions, and we need to respect it.
I go a step further. It's a temple for music.
I want to say, too, I'm excited to still be writing songs. Kind of got a new surge in writing. And Bill Anderson just invited me to, he's hosting a songwriter's showcase for the Country Music Association during Tin Pan South here in Nashville. And he's asked me to be a part of that. I consider that a total compliment when a song, he's in two Songwriters Hall of Fame and chooses me to be up there with him. That is wonderful. I'm excited about that. And that will happen April here in Nashville.
Wow. He's quite a guy. You know, I talked to him several times, and I asked him, I said, there has got to be a real story behind a song that he wrote and sang that is so dynamic and that's still. And there was a story behind it, and he told me the story. But boy, I tell you, as a young guy, I would listen to that song, had no idea about love, but that song is just, it's got so much, I don't know, so much heart, so much emotion, don't you think?
Yes, and it's absolutely haunting.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
I teased him one time, you probably remember, Peel Me a Nanner, and I asked him one time, I said, Bill, I just have to ask you, how can a writer write something as serious and as beautiful as Still, and then write, Peel Me a Nanner, Toss Me a Peanut, mm-hmm. and I'll go swinging from a coconut tree, and he just looked at me real serious, and he said, it was a very long tour.
That's funny. You know, you are right. You hit the word right on the money there with haunting. That is exactly what that song is. And did he ever tell you the story about it? I mean, it really, there was a girl like that, and I said, did you ever meet her? And he said, many years later I did, but, it was no big thing. Boy, everybody can relate to that song.
I think that is the magic of writing a song, is to write something that means something to you and present it in such a way that everybody who hears it can identify with it somehow in their own life.
Jeannie, I have asked this question to many songwriters, Paul Anka of one. Where do these words and these melodies come from? I mean, this is such a talent. I've been in the industry since I was 14 years old, and I'm also a singer. As we mentioned, that we're going to be playing the same a location here in the Orlando area, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But I don't know how, the Lord reaches down to people like yourself and gives them these great words and these great melodies. I mean, where do they come from?
It's different. There's been times where I've heard something said that sparks an idea that I'll sit down and try to work on it. As was the case with Like I Could that Rhonda Vincent recorded and took to number one in the bluegrass field here recently, which I was thrilled. But I had heard that, I heard people saying, they want me to do this. Yeah, like I could do that, like I could forget that. So that was an idea I took to my first and only writer's appointment. But other times, it's just like something will just come out of nowhere. And one of the songs on this American classic album is called I'm All Through Crying Over You. I wrote that in the car driving down Interstate 65 on the way to the Opry. All of a sudden, it was just there. The whole story, the words, the music, everything was hitting me. In fact, I passed the Briley Parkway exit and had to turn around and go back. Almost was late for my Opry spot. I don't know. In answer to your question, they truly are gifts.
Oh,
we're given.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I want to make mention of the fact that, of course, Jeannie is on tour, and you can go to JeannieSeeley.com to find out all the things that's happening in her remarkable career that goes just as strong as today as it did several years back. I won't mention the number, okay? But anyway, she is going to be at a location here in the Orlando area, just outside of Orlando, called the Orange Blossom Opry, and she's going to be there with T.G. Shepherd, Kelly Lang.
And course, they're close friends of mine, and so we're looking forward to having a good time together.
Well, as I mentioned to you, I'm going to be performing there this Friday evening with my 15-piece orchestra, and I am absolutely going to plug your show on the 19th, but even better, I'm going to be there to see you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for both things. And, yeah, I would love to hear your show. I love a big band, so that would be awesome.
Oh, well, that's great. That's fantastic. Well, Jeannie, I want to thank you. Again, the new single out right now is called So Far, So Good. It released on an American Classic on Curved Records, available now. And also, we're going to have Jeannie back way before September 15th when she celebrates her 55 years as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Our dear friend, Miss Country Soul, Jeannie Seely. Jeannie, thank you, dear. I hope that you have a great spring, and we look forward to having you back. And please don't be a stranger here. You know you're always welcome.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you and look forward to seeing you in person. And you're always so kind to help us promote all of our new work. And I am excited about the new record. And, of course, they can go to Spotify or anywhere they get their songs, their digital music. And we appreciate it so much. Thanks, Ron. Take care of you.
Okay, thanks, Jeannie. You stay safe and healthy, okay, my friend?
Will do.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Country legend Jeannie Seely. She is a classy, lovely lady. 82 years old, and she got a brand new single out right now, celebrating 55 years this fall at the Grand Ole Opry. What a grand lady.
It always amazes me how these entertainers keep going way past 80. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today on this Easter weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of this holiday show. And our guests include Engelbert Humperdinck, actress Jill Hennessy, musician and magnificent trumpet player Chris Bode, and from the WWE, John Cena. Also want to thank Yanni, actress Sharon Gless, and country music legend Jeannie Seeley. I hope you are having a great Easter weekend. Stay safe, have fun, and enjoy yourself. And until next week, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.